एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
Hi, I'm Akshay.
Hi, this is Saurabh, and you are listening to the Founder Thesis Podcast. We meet some of the most celebrated startup founders in the country.
And we want to learn how to build a unicorn.
So I'm Bhavin Patel, co-founder and CEO of LinkedIn Club.
They say that some people have entrepreneurship in their blood, and Bhavin Patel is surely one of them. He started his first venture when he was in his early 20s, not even 2 years after completing his education. After exiting the first venture, he spent a couple of years in the world of financing, and in 2014, he started up LaneLane Club, a peer-to-peer lending platform. Bhavin was ahead of the curve in his understanding of the pain areas of the two segments, the ones who have money and the ones who need money. On the one hand, Indians are amongst the highest savers in the world, and on the other hand, people who need money have great difficulty in accessing it through banks and NBFCs due to the tedious approval process. So Bhavin is connecting both these audiences using a tech-enabled platform, allowing the people with money to earn a good return on their funds and the people who need money to get access to funds quickly. Here's Bhavin telling Akshay Dutt about this wonderful journey.
So Bhavin, tell me about growing up, Bhavin. Like, as a kid, what were you like, and you know, what kind of environment did you grow up in?
So I was always too much into the sports. So during the schooling till 12th, I was upfront in both the sides, academics as well as games. I would score first or second. Alongside, I was also captaining our school football team, handball team, up to 9th basketball team as well. Later on, mera height utna grow nahi hua, toh I had to leave that team because he required that. And I was also a state level player in all these games. Alongside, I was also up to district level player for kabaddi as well as volleyball. So you will always hear sports from me even today. Yeah.
स्पोर्ट्स में क्यों नहीं आपने सोचा कि लाइक स्पोर्ट्स एज योर ऑक्यूपेशन?
आई वांटेड टू, सो इनफैक्ट व्हेन आई वाज इन 10th आई गॉट सिलेक्टेड फॉर नेशनल हैंडबॉल टीम, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम बिकॉज माई पेरेंट्स डिडंट वांट मी टू परस्यू ड्यूरिंग दैट ईयर, एंड इट वॉज ऑलवेज अ वंस इन अ लाइफ टाइम अपॉर्चुनिटी बिकॉज यू कांट गेट सिलेक्टेड अगेन एंड अगेन. But I couldn't do that. But that's okay. I mean, see, it's I still enjoy that game, and I still play football very regularly.
What's your parents' background like? What?
So my parents are teachers. Both of them were primary teachers.
Yeah. So obviously education was important growing up.
Yes, absolutely. So that was focus, and I think they were not wrong as well, looking at the situation in India. But yeah, that was the same.
So, plus two, mein, what did you take up? Like science, commerce, what?
So, I took up science. I wanted to get into chip designing. So,
chip designing, at this young age, it's a specific goal. Kaise aa gaya,
I know, it was interesting. So, my mother is an avid reader. So, even during my childhood days, I used to read a lot. Again in Gujarati, so we used to get literature, and I was part of library groups and all. So matlab Maharana Pratap, Shivaji se leke bahut sari books maine bachpan mein hi padh li thi, and my mom used to read a lot, so she would have all the news of the market, film industry, everything. Abhi aaj bhi hota hai unke paas sara record. So she inspired me to read a lot, and when I was reading about current affairs and all, what I realized is next 10-15 years are going to be into this direction, and you know, chip designing is something, and during the science fairs I used to make science projects around that. So maine bahut early, around in 6th or so, I made a hovercraft, and when it was flying just above the floor, it was too exciting for me. तो फिर मेरे रूम का एक कॉर्नर था जहाँ पे यू नो आपको पावर सेल्स फिर वो मोटर्स वायर्स ये वो सब चीजें मिलेगी एंड आई गॉट एक्साइटेड कि अच्छा कैसे चलता है क्या बन सकता है वगैरह एंड दैट टाइम आई हैड नो आइडिया दैट व्हाट चिप डिजाइनर डू और हाउ इट हैपेंस बट हाँ माइंड में गोल था कि हाँ ऐसा कुछ करना है
तो फिर 12th के बाद क्या किया आपने
So after 12th, I was on track to my target to become an electronics engineer. So I took admission into electronics and telecommunication. So I took an admission and it was going on well till second year when actual electronics subject started and all. And suddenly I realized that it's not something which I would like. Two reasons were behind it. There were no opportunities in India on the chip designing sector side, right? Everybody will agree to that. Even today, very few. And I did not want to move out of India. My goal was very clear that, you know, jo bhi karenge India mein karna hai. So if there is no opportunity in India, then there is no meaning of pursuing that subject or that career. So from third year onwards, I started thinking about what else I would be doing after engineering. And that's how I got deviated towards management side and today is TSA history.
Acha. So engineering ke baad then you did an MBA straight out of engineering?
Yeah, so goal was, so meri life mein goals kaafi set ho jate hai. The moment I will realize ki achha ye nahi ho sakta hai, what would be the next thing. So I started taking advice from my college seniors, my professors and all. And all of them were on one single point. Ki the way you are leading our annual function, the departmental functions, and you keep the whole class together on single thing. We think that you should pursue management. And I also realize the fact ki baat sahi hai. I really enjoy doing that. So that gave me an idea that, you know, I should pursue MBA. So started preparing for CAT and all. Applied for that. And after, in fourth year itself, I secured the position in Kiloskar's. And post-engineering, I joined it immediately after that.
Okay. And MBA, what specialization did you take up? What was the goal at that time?
See, I wanted to do it in marketing because I used to like interacting with people. I used to experiment with things. Jaise bachpan mein bhi those electronic things and all. So I would love coming up with new ideas, implementing those, achieving new goals and all. So sales and marketing was something I used to like. But I used to score very, very high in finance subjects. So I was really good at numbers. So I pursued it in dual degree, marketing plus finance, almost similar credits on both the subjects. So from during those days, I used to like finance. I was the topper in accounting, whereas generally engineering student would be very weak in accounts. But I was the one who was, defeating even BCom, MCom, people from SRCC also. I used to like numbers and over the period of last 10-15 years, that has been part of my daily life. So marketing finance was something I pursued and started my career after that.
And where did you get placed from campus?
So I got my first job in ICICI Prudential. So that was the start of my journey. But very soon after that, I took up a challenge where one small startup in 2008 wanted to establish themselves in selling some fixed income related modeling services to mutual fund and banks in India. I technically considered that as a first job because I spent a sizable chunk of my career over there and learned a lot.
And what was the product that you were selling? Yeah, what was the service?
So it was modeling services. When there are, sizable data of different instruments available in the market, you put it together and try to come up with various analysis, stress testing, whether this company will default based on these numbers or not, in terms of securitization transaction, whether this securitization deal will reach to the end goal or not. Is there any stress sign possible in between? Or whatever pricing is happening, whether that pricing is right or not, or there is a possible improvement, or looking at current pricing and possibility of default, whether this transaction will be profitable or not. So, I mean, it was very specialized thing, and in India, that segment was just picking up during 2008-09, and was something very, very new to Indian market.
Okay. And was it like high value sales? I imagine it must be a pretty high priced kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was. It was quite high value sales, and conversion will not be like, every day you do some number of sales. So it's like sales cycle is very, very long, at least 9 to 12 months. And it's something which requires the development and involvement of many key strategic people in the bank as well as mutual fund. So very, very, very long cycle, and you also required to be on toes during those period, right? Because they will come up with any queries and you need to have answer to those.
And what were your takeaways from this? Like, what did you learn? Sales kaise karte hain? Like, did you build any kind of like a playbook or like, a mental model ke sales kaise karni hai?
Yes, absolutely. So, see, sales is day and night. So, I remember still in 31st December, I along with my boss, we were roaming on around in Nariman Point. So during that period, Nariman Point was the hub for all the financial services company, all banks, mutual fund, right? Abhi to thoda distribute ho gaya. So we were roaming and we found, we were having tea at one of the tea stall, if you know Nariman Point, there are area there, right? So we found two more guys were there and almost nobody was around. It was time of 3:34 in the evening. So we were just chit chatting ki acha ye do aaye hain to ye bhi sales wale bande hi honge. Otherwise 31st December ko 3:30-4 baje ye kaam sales wale kar sakte hain, otherwise nobody. The idea was I never got bored doing all that kind of stuff ki yaar, it's always exciting that you are meeting new guys, pitching them new product. कभी कभी मतलब लोग बिठा के रखेंगे. When I started, so I was, it was my first job. I did not have experience. So couple of time the incident was like the person who is sitting opposite to you, a fund manager or general manager, treasury of a bank, he's like carrying 20-30 years of experience, very highly educated guy. You don't know what to talk, right? And in one meeting, I told the guy, ki sir, actually, aapki personality dekh ke, I am like backed off. समझ में नहीं आ रहा है कि क्या बात करूं. Then he gave me a time कि अच्छा पानी पी, चाय पी, आराम कर, फिर 5 मिनट में बात करते हैं, मैं तब तक काम कर. But point is, see, when you are upfront, you speak whatever you are into or whatever you are selling. I think that transparency and straightforwardness helps you cracking things. So that was one of the biggest learning. Second thing which I learned from founder of that company is always try to understand more and more things beyond your limits. कि आप म्यूचुअल फंड को मिल रहे हो या तो बैंक में जा रहे हो, तो try to learn beyond whatever you are trying to sell. Those areas will help you build rapport with the people. Try to sell it along with some additional things. कि अच्छा इसके साथ ये क्लब कर सकते वगैरह. So these two things which I learned and I carry that even today.
Okay. So उसके बाद I think you then started your own thing, ना? Like you.
Yes, right. So during that period, I came across securitization concept. We arranged. So during that job, we were arranging a securitization conference. So I came across many NBFCs, bank, all the market participants, and I really felt ki there is a need of somebody who can help small NBFCs to raise capital through securitization. Right now it is not happening because they don't know it is possible. So if somebody will guide them in a right way, somebody can educate them, there is a possibility of market here. So I along with one of my senior colleague in that job, we discussed that over a lot of weekend sessions. We used to discuss about this idea ki acha kar sakte, kaise kar sakte. The only constraint which we were facing there is both of us were too young. And, you know, in generally, this can be called as investment banking services. So people will consider people with experience. कि अच्छा ये कौन 24-25 साल का लड़का आ गया और ये बातें कर रहा है कि कर सकता हूँ और कुछ किया भी नहीं है तो बट देन वी थॉट कि यार चलो ट्राई तो करते हैं. देयर इज नो हार्म इन एक्सपेरिमेंटिंग, राइट? क्या होगा, थोड़े महीनों की सैलरी लॉस हो जाएगी और तो क्या होगा. सो विद दैट थॉट प्रोसेस वी स्टार्टेड विद इट एंड इट वेंट वेल. टुक अराउंड 5-6 मंथ्स फॉर अस टू क्रैक द फर्स्ट ट्रांजेक्शन. But then we work with 4-5 different NBFCs of different size, anywhere between 100 crore AUM to 700-800 crore AUM. Helped me a lot in terms of creating understanding about lending businesses in India. Ki har ek alag alag product kaise kaam karti hai, how microfinance work, how personal loan works, how two-wheeler works, how three-wheeler financing, commercial vehicle financing. So that was very, very interesting period in my life. Those 2 to 3 years which we spent, definitely it wasn't a very smooth sail. But that journey with struggle was very, very helpful and insightful, which now I am, now it's helping me in building Lending Club.
So, like, eventually you had to shut it down, yeah? Like, what happened?
Suppose that I joined one of my client company. So, we were facing a little bit of struggle over there, and RBI norms were changing up, banking norms were changing up. So, both of us decided that let's do something else for a couple of years, and then probably we can come together or we can continue going into our own direction. So, in 2011, I joined one of my client company, which was Electronica Finance. So they were also going through some crisis period, and we both found that, you know, let's do it together. So I set up a securitization desk for them. We did raise around 200 crore or amount through securitization over next 2 years.
Okay. 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 Got it. Okay. So then you joined Electronica, and after that, like, you know.
So Electronica was a time when the roots of Lending Club started growing up. So the continuous desire to find a solution to raise money from the market is when the idea of Lending Club started coming up. Right. So the what I had seen during those 5-6 years is that these lending companies are continuously struggling to raise capital. They are not fighting everyday fight to source more customers, but they are fighting everyday fight to raise the capital. So is there a new possible instrument where a lending company is not dependent on the banks to get their capital, because that's the raw material, and something else is there, or can we access the public capital easily, etc., right? So in India, that concept was not very easily available, because in India only big NBFCs can raise public capital, like Shriram, Tata, Bajaj, and all, right? But not for those NBFCs which are smaller. So is there any way we can come up with some new model, right? And it's a time of technology, so we can use technology to come up with new idea. We can use technology to build very complex solutions also. So that pushed me towards a possible solution, and that solution was P2P concept, that we can open up the capital side of the lending business by getting number of investors on the platform, which will invest into these borrowers, and then borrower repays loan, and that is how the ecosystem will run. So that started. So Electronica was in Pune. I wanted to move back to Mumbai. Because if I have to execute this plan, we'll require at least a couple of co-founders and much more support system, right? And Mumbai being financial hub, we get resources very easily. And also the speed is much higher. So Pune is definitely a slow thing, slow market. So I came back to Mumbai, helped companies in raising capital, also started doing job with one NBFC. They wanted to complete the acquisition, and they wanted to set up the initial business. So I was working 3 days over there, and 3 days I was working on Lending Club. So that went on for a year and a half kind of time period. And during that period, Lending Club plan was also on the track. I got Dipesh as a co-founder. So he was also coming out of his existing startup. So timings matched.
What is his background, Hitesh?
Dipesh. So Dipesh. After completion of his NIT Kurukshetra engineering, he started working with a company called NewGen Software. And post that, he co-founded a product with one of his college senior. So that product was into a complex piping solution, which was built through technology. Otherwise, earlier people used to draw those drawings on paper and it used to take a couple of months time period. So that used to happen in 36 to 48 hours on the solution which he built. So that solution was being adopted by many companies across different countries. And that was supposed to be part of one product company of France. So he was about to come out of that product, because once that takeover is done, that product will no longer be available to be developed by him. So that's how our timings matched. We started working together on it, worked 4, 5, 6 months, launched the first version of the platform in mid of 2015.
Iske launch ke liye koi pehle regulatory approvals wagaira nahi chahiye hote kya? Matlab, isn't this like an NBFC? Kyunki aap matlab basically logo se paisa lekar usko aage lend out kar rahe ho na?
हाँ, करेक्ट. सो उस टाइम पे नहीं थे जब हमने लॉन्च किया था. नाउ इट इज रेगुलेटेड. नाउ आरबीआई हैज एनबीएफसी पीटूपी रेगुलेशंस वेयर यू हैव टू टेक प्रायर अप्रूवल बिफोर यू स्टार्ट द बिजनेस, बट इन 2015 इट वाज़न्ट देयर.
ओके ओके. एंड वर देयर अदर कंपनीज डूइंग दिस? लाइक उस टाइम पे ऐसे ऑल्टरनेटिव्स थे पीयर टू पीयर लेंडिंग के?
हाँ, मतलब हम लोग जब बिल्ड कर रहे थे हमारा फर्स्ट प्लेटफॉर्म, उसी टाइम पे एक और कंपनी लॉन्च हुई थी. So looking at that, we also got, both the feelings. एक तो confidence भी आया कि अच्छा हमारे साथ और भी कुछ लोग हैं जो सोच रहे हैं, and ये भी कि अच्छा और एक company भी आ गई market में, चलो speed करते और थोड़ी, so that we are also, maybe first two players.
What was the other company? Are they still around?
Yeah, it's Firesend, so they are still around.
Okay. And so all your prior experience was like in high value lending, right? And I don't think peer to peer lending is high value, no? Peer to peer lending to typically like much smaller ticket size ke liye use hoti hogi, na?
Haan, so see, I work with around 6-7 different NBFC in the consultant role as well as an employee. Out of them, only Electronica was very high value. Rest of them were like ticket size of 80,000, 1 lakh rupees. Two-wheeler, three-wheeler, or microfinance, or some other kind of credit lines. So they were all around 1 lakh rupees, and that we generally considered as a small ticket loan only.
And peer-to-peer lending ka kya hota hai, average ticket size like?
So for us, the average ticket size to business loan, to businesses is around 50,000 rupees, and to salaried is around 15,000 rupees, 1-5.
Okay. And what is it largely business owners who take loans? Bigger chunk of loan takers kaun hai isme?
Bigger chunk is business, because that the requirement is more frequent and much larger compared to our salaried customers, right? Because salaried side it is for consumption, and for business side it is for income generation.
Yeah, like inventory or working capital.
Absolutely. So there the demand is definitely much higher. So around 70-75% business comes through that segment, and 25-30% from salaried side.
So why would a business go for a peer-to-peer lending platform instead of a bank?
So they don't go just for peer-to-peer lending platform. They go for a lender, right? The most important part is the capital. And second is timely capital. So if somebody is giving you capital after 15 days, but you require it today, then it doesn't make any sense, right? And especially in business, timings are very important. Whether it is business or for salaried people, timing is important. If somebody is admitted to hospital or you have to pay your kids' fees, you can't wait for 10 days, 15 days. So capital and timing both are important. And for them, we are a lender. It doesn't matter whether it is a P2P lending platform or it's a NBFC lending platform. How does that matter?
Okay. And why would people give money to a peer-to-peer lending platform? So for the loan taker, the value is स्पीड, राइट, मतलब क्विक अप्रूवल हो जाता होगा, ज्यादा पेपर वर्क नहीं चाहिए होगा, आई एम गेसिंग वो सारे रीजंस होंगे. तो बट जो पैसा डाल रहे हैं उनके लिए क्या रीजन है टू डू दैट,
आप बताइए. आप अगर कहीं पे पैसा इन्वेस्ट करते हो तो आपका प्राइमरी रीजन क्या होता है?
रिटर्न ऑन इन्वेस्टमेंट.
परफेक्ट. सो पीपल गेट साइजेबल रिटर्न ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म एंड दैट्स व्हाट इट मेक्स इंटरेस्टिंग इंस्ट्रूमेंट फॉर देम.
कितना रिटर्न मिलता है कंपेयर टू से लाइक एफडी में डालेंगे तो कुछ आई थिंक 4-8% ऐसा कुछ मिलता होगा, 4-6%. तो यहाँ पे कितना मिलता है?
So, Lending Club, historically, we have been delivering anywhere between 12-15%. And now also, we target to have anywhere between 11-13% returns for the lenders.
And who underwrites the loans?
So, it's a mixed underwriting. It's not as straightforward as how it happens with any other lender like NBFC and bank because they have their own capital, right? So, here the assessment of the customer is done by the platform. It is approved by the platform and then lender takes the final decision to invest money. So, lender can set their auto-invest parameters. So, based on whatever parameter they have decided, system will keep matching them with the relevant borrowers. So if you mean to say underwriting by deciding whether to give money or not, how much, then it that right is always in the hand of lenders. But it, if it is related to approving a loan, then it is in hand of the platform.
So what is your risk control? Like aap kaise ensure karte ho ki sirf genuine logo ko loan approve ho raha hai?
There are many things. See, today in digital era, you can understand anybody from their digital footprints, from their mobile phones, from the data which you can get from other third parties, like your bank statement or credit bureau. So considering all these different data points, we try to understand your intention as a borrower. So based on that understanding of the borrower, our system takes a decision whether this borrower will repay that loan or not. If repayment probability has some default probability, then accordingly your loan rate will vary, right? So based on the risk assessment of the customer, we approve, disapprove, or approve with different pricing on the platform.
Okay, so what all data do you ask lenders to provide, like to do the risk assessment?
You mean to say borrower, right?
Borrowers.
Some data point borrower provides us and lot of data point we access directly. So as I say, digital footprint, right? So that is already left by the borrower.
So Facebook profile, okay? Like what does that mean?
That's the old time when people used to talk about Facebook data and all. One, they don't share too many things now. Second, it is not required. It's not essential just to understand a customer from their social media profiling, right? It is important to understand what actually they do. On social media, people can fake out lot of information, right? So it's not the only one thing. We used lot of secondary data points which customer otherwise can't fake those data points, right? Like the kind of transactions they are doing in their bank accounts or the way they are using their mobile phone, the different kind of mobile apps they are using, the time they are spending on the mobile, the kind of an instrument they are using it, right? Over last 30 days, what all different website you have visited. Correct. All these information are very fruitful and that helps us build thesis around a borrower that what type of person you are, right? So see, traditionally also, if you have to give money to somebody or if you have to give loan to somebody, you try to understand the person, right? So let's say mujhe agar Akshay ko loan dena to main try karunga unko samajhne ka ki bhai unka income kya, expenditure kya, kis tarike ke bande hai aap, इंटेंशन है कि नहीं है, पास्ट में लोन लेके पे किया, तो ये सारी जो थीसिस है वो डिजिटल वर्ल्ड में डिजिटली पॉसिबल है. तो बस वो हम ट्राई करते हैं बिल्ड करने.
इफ यू लाइक टू हियर स्टोरीज ऑफ फाउंडर्स देन वी हैव टन्स ऑफ ग्रेट स्टोरीज फ्रॉम एंटरप्रेन्योर्स हु हैव बिल्ट बिलियन डॉलर बिजनेसेस. जस्ट सर्च फॉर द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट ऑन एनी ऑडियो स्ट्रीमिंग ऐप लाइक स्पॉटिफाई, गाना, Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the show.
And
So, if this is not proprietary information, well, if this is something which just, I'm curious to know, so for example, if someone plays games on mobile, mein, toh, is he like a high risk category? How do you analyze digital footprint? Ko kaise analyze karte ho, you know?
हाँ सो उतना डिटेल मैं आपको शेयर नहीं कर पाऊंगा बट आई कैन गिव यू एन आइडिया सी नथिंग इज बैड एज फार एज पर्सन इज डिसिप्लिन अराउंड द फाइनेंसेस तो अगर कोई खाली पबजी खेल रहा है उसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि दैट बोरो इज बैड राइट यू माइट बी स्पेंडिंग कपल ऑफ आवर्स एवरी डे ऑन पबजी बट स्टिल यू आर अर्निंग साइजेबल सैलरी एवरी मंथ एंड यू आर वेरी डिसिप्लिन अराउंड योर रीपेमेंट्स यू हैव बीन सर्विंग योर EMIs, right? So definitely you are a good person and you know how to manage your liabilities as well.
So timely repayment like that you will come to know through like agar koi SMS aaya for late payment to wo, like that would be the data source
bank,
to tell you.
Correct. SMS ho sakta hai, bank statement ho sakta hai, right? Unka bureau data ho sakta hai. Toh bahut sari cheeze hai. So it's not, so as I said, see, when you know that what things are being assessed, toh aap usko fake kar sakte ho. कि कस्टमर को ये पता हो कि ये बैंक स्टेटमेंट मैं बैंक को दूंगा तो वो उसका रीडिंग करके उससे डिसाइड करे तो मैं उसको फेक बना के दे सकता हूँ बट व्हेन दे डोंट नो कि मैं कितनी जगह से कितनी चीजें वेरीफाई करके उसको क्रॉस चेक कर रहा हूँ देन इट इज वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर देम टू फेक आउट द डेटा
So basically, like the mobile app which they install, so in that app they have to give permissions so that the app can read the SMS and other things and then draw a picture of the credit worthiness of the person
so that's one part fir bank accounts se hum data fetch karte hai fir credit bureau ho gaya fir kuch third party se bhi hum
bank account se kaise data fetch hota hai like is there a like a api integration
it's api based system right
acha matlab they can authorize you to
correct
the transfer okay. okay
see if you are a genuine customer you will do it people who are not genuine and they want to do some bad things with the system then only they will not authorize all those parts right
and ye public sector banks ke sath bhi ho jata hai like to fetch ye sirf private sector banks ke sath hota like this
90% customers will have their salary bank account as a private bank account including SBI as a PSB rest all banks will fall within those 10% bracket
तो ये जो आप मुझे रिस्क मैनेजमेंट प्रोसेस पूरा अपना बता रहे हो व्हाट यू हैव टुडे हाउ डिड दिस इवॉल्व मतलब जो आपने लॉन्च किया था तब क्या प्रोसेस था एंड हाउ डिड दैट प्रोसेस बिकम बेटर ओवर टाइम
सो इट वाज वेरी बेसिक व्हेन वी लॉन्च्ड इट ओवर द पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इट गॉट बिल्ट एंड नाउ इट इज मूविंग टुवर्ड्स बेटरमेंट डे बाय डे राइट सो इट टेक्स टाइम एंड स्पेशली इन लैंडिंग बिजनेस इट कांट हैपन ओवरनाइट you may have money to lend that can happen overnight but you can't create customer behavioral pattern overnight so it takes time and time to experience that and according to that you build your system
so every time there's a default to aap study karte ho us defaulter ka behavior
correct
or that adds to your algorithm
absolutely
okay so how is your npa been like you know how is it evolved like kitne defaulting percentage kitna hota hai like
So it has been moving between 3% to 6% over the last 6 years. So based on certain situation, there could be stress. So thoda upar ja sakta hai, wapas niche aa sakta hai, but it's stabilizing around 4.5-5%.
Okay. And how does this compare? Matlab, like baki NBFCs mein kitna hota hai default percentage?
So generally, unsecured portfolio ke default rates 4-5% rehte hai sab NBFCs mein. But difference here is we don't need to write off anything. Whereas in case of a normal bank or NBFC, they can write it off against their available capital. Toh wahan pe fir future mein wo reduce ho jata hai when once they write it off.
Here, matlab, because you are not the lender, you are just an intermediary who's connecting.
Correct. Okay. Right.
Okay. So, yahan pe default is totally like the hit is totally to the person who's giving the funds.
Correct, right. But after default, our fees also they make handsome returns. So it doesn't affect because default is always a relative term which should be coined along with the net returns, right? So as far as that is achieved, it's good enough.
नेट रिटर्न वुड मेक सेंस अगर किसी ने बहुत सारा पैसा डाला है तब ना लाइक किसी ने लाइक से दो या तीन बार पैसा डाला, वो तीन बार में से एक बार डिफॉल्ट हो गया, तो ही वुड बी इन अ लाइक अ नेट लॉस देन ना.
Yeah, so generally we suggest our customers to start investing at least with 25,000-50,000 rupees. Right, so one of the base principle of P2P lending is a diversification. So let's say when customer invests 1 lakh rupees, that 1 lakh rupees is given to 200-300 different borrowers.
When you get your EMI, ho bhi gaya to
koi fark nahi padta, right? And our optimization algorithms are also built according to that. That you know how to achieve the maximum diversification by keeping different risk categories to a single lender, so that you know everything is diversified in well a proper way, so that lender is achieving that 10-12% return target.
Got it. Theek hai. So this is actually not like one to one, but it's like many to many. There are many borrowers, many lenders. And वो lenders का पैसा is split among many borrowers and एक borrower को many lenders से पैसा मिलता है.
Correct, right.
ठीक है, ठीक है. Got it. Okay. And is this for like long-term investment option for people or short-term? Like मैं पैसा डालूंगा तो अगर मुझे let's say 2 हफ्ते बाद निकालना है, is this the right place for me to put money then? Or is
no,
it like...
is not. Okay. You should at least keep money for a year to see real good results. Right, so we don't suggest that to keep this money with P2P platform for a very short period of time. Because see, in P2P, our optimization algorithms are you optimizing your portfolio based on the tenure. So when you are saying that I will remain invested for 12 months, the algorithms are reinvesting based on that 12-month strategy. If you disturb that in between, then there is a chance that you may lose out some of the principal or your returns will not be adequate. So you come up with 12 months time period and keep it for 12 months. Suppose that you take it out.
So what is the flow for an investor? If you can just like tell me the flow, like wo land karta hai, sign up karta hai, phir kya hota hai? Like uski journey, like investor ki journey ya jo paisa de raha hai uski journey.
So investor has to open the lendin account by providing basic KYC information, right? Ek bar wo ho gaya, once account is opened on our system, he can transfer money. Let's say he transferred 1 lakh rupees and set his auto invest parameters that this is the type of borrower I want to invest into. Based on that, system will keep investing and then later on reinvesting money to those borrower. तो वो फिर चलता जाएगा एट द एंड ऑफ,
फिर वो ऑटो पायलट में है, मतलब उसको बस एक बार
करेक्ट.
सो अगर बीच में निकालना हो तो क्या होता है, ही देयर इज सम डिफॉल्ट लाइक सम ही लूजेस सम मनी अगर वो बीच में निकाल दे.
नहीं, नॉट नेसेसरी ही विल लूज मनी, बट देयर इज अ प्रोबेबिलिटी बिकॉज़ सिस्टम इज डिजाइंड टू क्रिएट दैट 10-12% रिटर्न ओवर 12 मंथ्स. तो अगर वो बीच में डिस्टर्ब हो जाता है तो देयर इज अ प्रोबेबिलिटी, नॉट नेसेसरी कि वो होगा ही. But you always have a right to stop it in between.
So, मतलब मुझे वो real time दिखते रहेगा कि मेरा 1 lakh जो मैंने डाला था आज वो 1,03,000 है या 1,04,000 है या
correct.
तो वो जो मुझे वहाँ value दिख रही है मैं वो पूरा निकाल सकता हूँ, like I can just anytime I want.
Correct, correct.
तो then how do you handle it अगर मैंने आज पैसा निकाल दिया, क्योंकि वो जिसको आपने lend किया है वो तो नहीं पैसा देगा ना, उसका एक tenure होगा जब वो पैसा वापस देगा.
हाँ, सो जनरली आपका जो मैचिंग है वो 1 month से लेके 3 months के लोन में होता है. तो लेट्स से यू वांट टू टेक आउट मनी टुडे इटसेल्फ, देन यू कैन स्टॉप रीइन्वेस्टमेंट. सो व्हाटएवर मनी विल कम इन टर्म्स ऑफ ईएमआई दैट विल कीप एक्युमुलेटिंग एंड यू कैन टेक दैट मनी आउट.
ओके,
तो एक या दो महीने में आपका पूरा लिक्विडेशन हो जाएगा.
ठीक है, ठीक है, आई अंडरस्टैंड. ओके, ओके, गॉट इट. ठीक है, एंड व्हाट इज द फ्लो फॉर अ बोरोअर?
So again, borrower has to complete his loan application. So he has to provide basic KYC and then there are certain authorizations, just a bank account statement ke liye wagera ho gaya. To wo sari cheeze borrower kar deta hai. In backend, my system reads out those digital footprints, his metadata, etc. And system will automatically keep reading those data points and creating their behavioral analysis. Once borrower completes the loan application, he also accepts the loan agreement. By the time loan agreement is accepted, my system will have all the data ready, all the understanding ready. It will underwrite the loan and decide whether to give loan or not. And within couple of minutes, system will throw the result to the borrower.
result will be like kitna loan maximum hai and kis percentage mein, like that will be the result.
Correct.
Okay. And over time that limit can increase or the percentage can come down or go up. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then I can like set a duration and an amount and then I can get the loan to my account. Okay. Uske baad kya hoga? Like once the system gives an approval, uske baad?
You can take out money to your bank account anytime because we have already verified your bank account. So we have all these information.
Okay, got it. Theek hai. And if there is a default to for collections, what do you do for collections then?
So for that also we have tech-based processes. So generally we collect 94-95% of money within the same month. Whatever borrowers are unable to pay due to whatever reasons, they subsequently pay it. So we have full-fledged collection mechanism, collection team, legal collection mechanism, everything is in place now.
Uske liye the lender doesn't bear the cost for that, like collections ki cost?
No, everything is on the platform. So we provide that as a service to our lenders. Because individual lender can't do anything, right? I mean, it's difficult for him. And as a platform, we know what to be done, how to be done. So we take care of that part.
But there's no extra charge for collection. Like, agar, that's just part of the platform cost only, basically.
Correct, right.
Okay. And what is the platform cost? Like, how do you earn?
So we generally charge from lender 2-2.5% of fees. So that's the fee which
on the corpus that they are investing
on the investment. Yes.
Okay. And that covers the cost of collections, the cost of tech,
right?
The cost of marketing. And how do you acquire customers? Like both sides, like the lenders and the borrowers. How do you acquire them?
Again, all digital channels, partnership route. All various type of possible routes like affiliates or performance marketing, everything. And lot of customer comes to us through referral route as well, on borrower as well as lender side, because they see the effectiveness of the platform. And then we do source users through partnerships as well. Like
what kind of partnership?
We have partnership with companies like BharatPay, Google Pay. So we are available on Google Pay. Borrower can find us over there and apply for the loan. Right. So these are all digital partnerships which we have, and customers can see us over there or come to us through them.
Okay. So when you launched, tell me about the like what kind of numbers wise growth you had. So you launched somewhere in 15, right? So 15 mein, like what kind of numbers did you have? Like kitne, like what was the corpus that you collected in that year, and like, and how did that grow, and aaj kya hai?
So if we look at last three numbers, those will be more accurate. Last 3 years, FY19, we did disburse around 13 crore worth of loan. In FY20, we disburse around 55 crores worth of loan. And FY21, we disburse 500 crore plus worth of loans.
Wow, that's massive.
So, yeah, so that has been exponential growth across all these years.
Okay. So, how did this jump happen? Like, this is a pretty big jump, no? 21K.
Yeah, now also you will see some big jump. This year also it will come up.
Okay. Yeah. How much are you expecting this year? Like, rough?
So this year, we are targeting to disburse around 1200 crore worth of loan through plan.
Wow. Okay. This year meaning ending 31st March 2022.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So how does that compare to other players? Like P2P lending mein jo baki companies hai, how much do they disburse? If you have rough...
Public domain data is not available. So it's difficult to comment. But if we look at monthly disbursement volumes, then we are very, very large and very, very significant player right now.
Well, who would be as large as you or larger than you? Like, where do you rank?
I think on monthly numbers, we would be number one.
Achha, okay. And who are like number two, three? Like, who are the close competitors?
So some of our competitors are Faircent or Finzi, Liquilo. So there are two, three other players are there who are significant business.
And do you have separate segments of customers that you target? Yeah, it's the same segment only. Like, is there like a specialized segmentation?
Ours is very, very differentiated product. None of the B2B platform offers a two product which we offer. Either we talk about Insta Money, which is for the salaried customers, or merchant loan solution, which is for businesses. Both are very differently curated and built products, and the targeting is also very, very focused.
So in what way are they different?
Majority of the P2Ps are targeting customers for loan worth of lakh or more, whereas our targeting is only for some thousands.
So
it's a very small ticket size, high churning loan product.
On
merchant side also, we focus only on ticket size like 50,000 rupees.
And this would be short term, like 1 to 3 months.
3 months, 4 months, you pay that loan and take another loan if you required.
Right? Okay.
So very, very, very clearly curated product. And that's not something which other players are operating into.
The other players are bigger ticket size loans.
Bigger ticket size, I think they are offering more on the lines of other NBFCs rather than coming up with product, because this product has its own pros and cons. High churning, but at the same time, you have to take care of a lot of aspects. Like on a smaller ticket size, your earning is low, whether you make that loan profitable or not. Collection cost is high in terms of percentage. So whether you will make money on collection services or not. So it has attached some cons as well. But over the period of time, we have overcome those and we know how to operate it.
So how do you keep your collection cost low? You said it's all tech-based. So what is your collection process like?
So whatever people can do, technology can do. So we keep thinking and keep asking ourselves question that if this process is manpower-oriented, how can we make it automated? So is there a way of making calls to customer where you don't require manpower? Is there a way to make follow-ups to customers where you don't require manpower? And slowly, gradually, now we have reached to the system where even 70% of my collections are completely automated.
Give me an example, na? like pre-recorded voice call jati hai, ye kya hota hai? Like
no, SMS nowadays, reminder? Nowadays, you have technology that, whatever customer will say, your system can react exactly to that question or that query in a human language, right? And you can set a lot of preferential things, that what type customer will pick up a loan, what is his preferred language. If I'm calling on Sunday, what should be my preference of human language? Male, voice, female.
So, calling happens through bots. It's not like humans calling.
Yes, yes. It's Achha, through bot, but the language is the way any human speaks.
So this, is this a off-the-shelf thing that you can, or did you build these bots? This sounds like very complex technology.
See, today ingredients are available. You have
what
to
is available?
It.
Sorry,
all ingredients are available in the market, right? And you have YouTube to know the recipe as well. It's a question how you will make that recipe realizing. So we have made it reality.
You get like regional language compatible bots that you can integrate.
Correct. Right.
Okay. So your calling, basically, you have completely made it into a bot-based calling. There's no need for humans to call.
Almost 70-80% through bots.
Okay. Jahan pe multiple times call karke result nahi mila, then a human will call. Aisa kuch hoga.
Correct. Right.
Okay. And what else besides calling? Is there also like WhatsApp reminders and all of that?
That's part of the journey. So other channels.
That's relatively easy to automate that. WhatsApp and SMS.
That has been automated since ages. New things are definitely there, and we keep implementing those. So keep experimenting. Some or the other thing will work, and you see real good results.
Okay. So tell me about your fundraise journey. Aapne 15 mein jab launch kiya, so did you raise funds that time, or was it bootstrapped initially?
Initially, it was bootstrapped. And when we launched, we raised a small amount of capital through friends and family network, so that we can lend use that money towards initial operations. So that was done. And subsequently, we raised in a couple of rounds under seed and then pre-series. So we raised $1.5 million worth of capital so far. Then we became profitable, and then it wasn't too much a pushy thing that you have to raise capital to grow the business.
Okay, so as of now, you don't need external funding. Well, you are generating enough cash.
Yeah, so we are profitable, and we don't need cash to run the operations.
Amazing. Okay. So no plans to raise more money now? Like,
I would not say so. That could be planned in future, but a point is, business doesn't require money to run the operations, right? So you are free to scale up the operation up to any extent from wherever it is today.
Okay. And what is your customer acquisition cost like? Like, how much does it cost you for each customer you acquire?
So, I mean, I can't comment exactly on the amounts and all, but it varies channel to channel. And one of our strong point is the cost of acquisition. So we have developed channels where cost of acquisition is very, very reasonable. And we still make money on each and every customer coming to us. So,
tell me about this. Like, you know, how did you bring down the customer acquisition cost?
Focus.
Like,
so keep looking into the cost which are coming up to you, the channels which you are using to source the customers, and keep reinventing the way you are doing it. Okay, for example, aap Facebook pe ad kar rahe ho, right? To ek hi ad ke multiple responses aa sakte hain. You should not do only one type of ads. You may have to experiment it with five more things. So keep experimenting till the time you reach to the level where things are acceptable or you know, very, very effective. And again, all that comes top to bottom. So the way push comes from top, the team members also work accordingly, and they also come up with more ideas to keep it lower.
So what are like the best channels that you have found?
All channels are good. At different point in time, different things work. So कोई channel है जो festival season में काम करती है, कोई है जो festivals में काम.
Do you have any tips for other startup founders in terms of, you know, like customer acquisition?
Oh, there are so many digital marketing advisors are there on LinkedIn. They can refer and figure that out. lot of knowledge is available. They can do it. So one thing which will work for us may not work for others.
True.
For every product, it will be something different.
Okay. And what is like your vision for LaneLane Club, like couple of years down the line? Do you have some concrete goals, to milestones that you are chasing?
See, we want to be one of the top 10 lender by 2030. So we are on track to that, and we believe that
top 10 lender across all segments. Top 10 in P2P is like
top 10 lenders across all the segments. So we should be among a few banks and private lenders, right, NBFCs. So that's the idea, and that's the vision which we are taking up. And we believe that it is possible, because the revolution which we are coming up with in terms of accessing the capital in the market and taking the loan product to the end mile customer, whom everybody was denying that 5,000-10,000 ka loan nahi mil sakta hai. So we believe it is possible, and year over year we are reaching nearer to that target.
So top 10 means what, like 10,000 crore plus kind of a disbursement?
Nahin, jyada, usse jyada hoga. Every year we'll have to disburse at least 15,000 to 20,000 crore worth of loans.
Okay. Amazing. And isme like how has the regulatory landscape evolved? Like jab aapne shuru kiya tha tab us time pe koi aisi regulations nahi thi, so how has that evolved, and aaj kya hai stance government ka?
So that time regulations were not there, but RBI got into conversation with players at that time, at very early stage, and the idea was to regulate it at the right time, so that the wrong practices can be avoided and sector can get a boost in terms of what to be done, what not to be done, and a legal confidence of the participants, investors as well as borrowers, right? So RBI, I think, came up very, very rightly in terms of timing when they announced the regulations in October 2017. And subsequently, they modified it a little bit as and when they saw some scope. That you know, this is something should be changed so that a sector can flourish and they can become one of the mainstream lender in the country, and you see the result today. So I believe they are bullish, and they have recognized the importance of P2P lending. And if that structural support will be there in the same optimism, I believe that within next 5 years, RBI will see real good result, and we will be able to demonstrate it to the government as well as RBI.
What are the regulations as of date? Like broad summary, like kya hai requirements?
So it is similar to what NBFC regulation says. So there are certain fit and proper guidelines for the directors as well as management. You have to have 2 crore worth of net own fund to start this business. You have to have certain technological requirement to match with and submit that to RBI. You have to keep conducting certain technological audits time to time. You have to follow the payment mechanism which RBI has prescribed in their regulations. And then there are certain operational guidelines on who can become lender, how much amount they can lend and all.
Okay. Got it. Cool. So there was this controversy of these Chinese lending apps. I don't know if you are aware, like there were these apps which were doing payday loans and stuff like that. What was that about? Like, and did that affect you in any way?
No, it hasn't affected. Because see, the practices which they were following, they were there in market for a couple of years. And see, in lending, if you... I mean,
like, can you explain that for our listeners? Inko idea nahi hai ki kya tha wo controversy.
So the controversy was created because majority of the Chinese apps were disbursing loan by taking very few data points without understanding borrowers in a right way, without even knowing the customer through right KYC processes. So the issue was, what they will do is they will give you some thousand worth of loans by just taking your Aadhaar card number, and they will access your contact details, and then when you don't pay or you are unable to pay, they will come very aggressively, and within 4-5 days of delaying the loan, they will start reaching out to your contact details, or they will start behaving.
They'll call your employer and
everything, right? So see, different things are needed at right time. You can't reach out to references also within 2 or 5 days time period. People require time. And specifically when you don't know your customers, I mean, you start following the same process for each and every person. When you know your customer, we believe that our customer delays loan when there is a genuine reason. So there are certain slabs, there are certain time period which we provide to them. If they don't pay within those time period, then only the next step starts, right? Which wasn't a case, and they were following very, very bad practices in terms of collection mechanisms. So some borrower was under tremendous pressure, he committed suicide, and then the whole idea got triggered that how people, so many lending apps are lending money without approval of the RBI. So then I think there were some instructions given to the Google Play Store as well. So they also started validating the licenses of the apps which are available and landing on the platform. So all that practice has started, and I think now it is much better. Majority of those apps have gone away now. There could be some which might have gone blindfolded or something. But now it is cleared, and it's good for the ecosystem as well. That it happened so early, because when they become too big and so many bad practices are going up, that will spoil the whole industry itself.
Right. Okay. So how big is your team now, like Lenden Club as an organization?
We are now 75 people team.
And isme kitne log tech mein hai, kitne, matlab, kya split hai inka?
So around 1/3 is in tech, more than 1/3, around 40% is in tech and product team, and remaining across different teams, operations, credit, risk, marketing, alliances, customer support.
Okay. Customer support for the lenders, like unko koi problem ho rahi hai ya?
Lenders as well as borrowers, if they are facing some technical challenges.
So that was Bhavin talking about how he is scaling up Lenden Club to be the most preferred P2P investment platform. Do download the Lenden Club app on Play Store or App Store if you are looking to earn inflation-beating returns on your invested money.
If you like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, for a complete list of all our shows.
This episode of Founder Thesis Podcast is brought to you by Long Haul Ventures. Long Haul Ventures is the long haul partner for founders and startups that are building for the long haul. More about them is at www.longhaulventures.com.